Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So Paul Cook, Y98 in St. Louis. We made a wager with the Bruins and the Blues, and he said he would answer, Fred.
He said?
I got in touch with him. He wasn't answering earlier.
Well, it was ringing for quite a while.
Well, I'm sure. Yeah, I kind of would want to avoid it, too, because, I mean, he was really, really confident last Friday. I don't know if you remember that or not.
I do.
All right, let's get to it.
Studio.
Hang on one second. I got somebody who wants to say something to you. Hang on one second, okay?
Yes. My prediction is no more hockey in Boston in this year.
Okay.
Uh-oh, I don't like it.
You're hoping for that anyway, so.
No more hockey in Boston this season. That's it.
Paul, that is a recording of you from Friday.
No.
That's.
I didn't think those words would come back to haunt me. Those exact words, even.
Yeah. That's my new ringtone, by the way.
Yeah.
How's it going, Paul?
I'm telling you what, we are devastated. It's like it's over.
It's crazy.
Is that the vibe in St. Louis right now?
It really is.
So you guys don't think you're going to win it. You're going to pull it out in Game 7. By the way, there's never been a Game 7 in the Stanley Cup Finals in Boston ever before.
Ever.
So,
wow.
Yeah, on Wednesday that's going to happen. So, man, we are super stoked.
I always think the best game in all of sports is Game 7 Stanley Cup Finals. I don't care who's in it.
Right.
It's always the best and most intense. So that's pretty cool that our two cities are involved.
Absolutely.
But one of us is going to be, you know, not remembered.
Yeah, exactly. So a couple of questions for you here. The first one is, I saw there was a story about premature celebratory newspaper ads.
Uh-oh.
What was going on there?
I got an explanation there. Basically, I think they overplayed that one. It said, "We congratulate our champions." That was it. It didn't say Stanley Cup champions. Champions. So it could be Western Conference champions. It could just be, "We love you. You're a champion."
All right.
You get what I'm saying?
We'll let you slide with that one. That's we'll let that go. And also, I heard that last night, there were 40,000 fans at the downtown watch party.
Yep.
And they all had it. I mean, because they wanted to party, man. It's been, you guys never won the cup, and you thought it was going to be a big celebration, and they all had to go home with their heads down, man.
Womp, womp.
They did, and they left trash. It's right outside the studio here, and I felt so bad for them. At first, I was feeling bad I wasn't there, and then I'm like, I'm glad I wasn't there.
Thank God I'm not there.
Yes.
Well, listen, I will say this,
brutal.
Paul. It has been one hell of a series between these two teams.
Absolutely.
And both of them, I know this is very cliche, but both teams are leaving everything out there on the ice. They really are.
Absolutely.
And it's been a joy to watch. It really has been a joy to watch.
I totally agree, and we played the most games you can possibly play this season, haven't we?
That's exactly true. All right, now let's get to, I can't wait to do this. I can't wait to hear Dirty Water in St. Louis again today. I can't wait. Turn it up. So here is our request and dedication. Please play this.
Okay, I'm rolling whenever you're ready.
Okay, we want to hear the Standells and Dirty Water for all the wonderful people of St. Louis. And I do want to mention this real quick. In this century, back in 2002, the Patriots beat St. Louis, the Rams.
Yes.
Back in 2004, the Red Sox beat St. Louis, the Cardinals. And in 2013, the Red Sox, they did it again. They beat St. Louis, the Cardinals. It's 2019. It's the Bruins and the Blues. Game 7, Wednesday night in Boston, baby. Go Bees!
We're going to stop a really bad, really bad trend.
We'll see.
On Wednesday night in Beantown.
We'll find out.
We'll find out. Go Bees. Thank you, Paul. Enjoy the tune, St. Louis.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.